Given the context of Fadak and what had transpired soon after the demise of the Prophet, you would think that Sayyida Fatima Zahra Salamu Alayha would come to the mosque and demand her property to be returned to her. And of course, she would advocate for and defend Imam Ali's right to Khilafah. But she amazed everyone by delivering a sermon which was not just eloquent in style, but also rich in subject matter. She spoke on topics of aqaid, a'mal, philosophy of practice, and personal and social virtues. She extensively spoke on tawheed, adl, nubuwah, imamah, and ma'ad. She described the indescribable nature of the divine. She enumerated the incalculable blessings of God. And she explained the unseen but real connections between human actions and divine rewards and punishments. She spoke about the brilliance of the Quran and the relevance of its message in our lives. She narrated the virtues of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, not just as the chief of all the prophets, but also as a political and spiritual leader who served the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with mercy and justice. She praised the selfless and dedicated services of Imam Ali alayhi salam to Islam, to the Prophet of Islam, and to the followers of Islam. The Ahl al-Bayt broke the idols of oppression and darkness and rescued the religious and social lives of the people from the brink of the fiery pit. She explained the divine wisdom behind the core tenets of faith and practices. She said, God prescribed adalat so that hearts could be in harmony, ita'at of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salam so that order might be maintained in the community, imamat to protect Muslims from disunity, sabr as a means to qualify for the recompense from God, amr bil ma'ruf for the reform of the masses, honoring parents as a means to protection from divine wrath, keeping ties with family as a means of abundance. To defend his power to take Fadak away from her, the Khalifa said that he heard Rasulullah say that the prophets do not receive or leave inheritance. Sayyida Fatima salamu alayha debunked his argument using 5 different ayats from the Quran. In doing so, she established a Quranic method of verifying the authenticity of hadith. This technique, which was first used by her, became an important part of hadith sciences later. She raised awareness of the ways in which our personal and social akhlaq are connected. When her audience watched in silence and failed to support her, she said, I see that you have now become inclined to a life of ease, avoiding a worthy cause because you have become accustomed to comfort and are distancing yourself from facing hardships for the truth. I'm sure we have witnessed that in our own lives as well. The pursuit of personal and social taqwa demands that we prepare ourselves for hard work, just as we roll up our sleeves to accomplish excellences in our career and our work. Family and social justice also needs people who are able and willing to compromise their ease and comfort and to speak and act in ways that are considered socially awkward. Sayyida Fatima salamu alayha spoke about all topics in her sermon, from aqaid to a'mal, from akhlaq to islah, from spirituality to politics, from personal to social development. In fact, when I read her sermon, I find that it is like an index to all the different topics that are collected from the sermons of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha. It is as though they were working as a team. She listed all the main themes in her sermon, and 25 years later, he elaborated on each one of those themes in his sermons. Just 10 days after the Prophet's demise, Sayyida Fatima Zahra Salamu Alaiha astonished the Muslims by delivering a socially powerful and topically rich sermon that continues to amaze scholars till today. And its deeper meanings will continue to reveal themselves to those who keep studying.